Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Glory to God, praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you tonight. God bless you tonight as we say welcome to the Prayer News Network Global. God bless you tonight, people of God. We just bless God on tonight. Amen. I don't know where you are, but listen, people of God, we're getting some much, much needed rain in our region, and we are so grateful for the rain. I'm telling you, we are so very grateful for the rain, and I'm telling you, it is pouring down, and we just give God thanks, and we give God praise tonight. We thank him. We bless him. We thank God for you. We thank God for you, people of God, wherever you're listening from. We just want to thank God for you on tonight. God bless you. God bless you. God bless each and every one of you. We're happy. Amen. We're just happy in Jesus. Glory to God. We realize there's a lot going on, but listen, people of God, the safest place that we can be is in the will of God. So we just bless God tonight. We thank him tonight. We thank him for you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for coming to join us on tonight. And listen, as you're coming in, we want to ask you to go ahead and invite a couple of people to come on in to be with you on tonight. Invite them to come on in, people of God. Tell them, as we always say, that the Lord has a blessing waiting just for them. And we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. We thank God for you. We thank God for you. We thank God for you continuing to come out and be with us. People of God, listen, I believe we're on day number 936, I believe it is. And listen, Pastor Simmons always brings me in memories. He said, to know the year is good. He said, but I'm just, my heart just does something for his heart to hear how many days we've actually been on. And as I said, I think it's like 930-something days. And listen, people, it has truly been a journey. It has been a journey for us. And we bless God for the journey. Yes, sir. We bless him for the journey. Truly, the Lord is good. People of God, along the way, so many things have happened along the way. Yes, glory to God. So much has happened. Glory to God. If we could only but tell the story, if we could only but tell the story of how the Lord has brought us over. My God, my God. Glory be to God. I'm telling you, people of God, the world would not even believe it. But we bless the Lord on tonight because, amen, God has been good to us. Despite all, the Lord has been good to us, and we're so grateful for it on tonight. We're indeed grateful, indeed grateful, indeed on tonight for all that the Lord has done. It's another day. It's another day that the Lord has kept us. Yes. It's another day. It's another day that the Lord has kept us, and we're just so grateful for it. Amen, Jesus. I tell you, my heart gets really glad when I begin to think of the goodness of the Lord and when I begin to think of all that he's done. When my mind just go back, my soul looks back in wonder. My God, only God could have brought us over. So we bless the Lord today through the turmoil of the pandemic. People of God, listen, the Lord has kept us, and we're just so grateful. Some, amen, have gone on to be with the Lord. Some have transitioned, but we're here. We're here in this day. We're here in this 12th day of October 2022, and we jump for it. We bless the Lord for it. We bless God again for you. For you are here with us from wherever you're listening from. We just want to just give God thanks for all of the international countries that are listening in. well over 59, 60 countries now. And we just give God thanks and we give God praise because truly it's the Lord's doing. We could not have done it on our own, people of God, but it was the Lord's doing, the Lord's mercy, the Lord's grace. And we just give God thanks. We give God praise. And listen, people of God, we want to ask you to go ahead and invite someone to come and be on the network with you on tonight, to come be on the broadcast with you on tonight. Glory to God. We're just grateful again, amen, here on this platform now over 900 days. I tell you, it makes me wonder. It makes me wonder. Glory to God. Amen. Almost like, amen, the Queen of Sheba. Glory to God. If I had not been here to go through it all through these 900 and some days, it would be hard for my mind to fathom. But people of God, yes, the Lord has done it. He has done it for us. And we're just so grateful. We're so grateful. Again, just thanking God for all of our listeners internationally, those that are listening here in the States, those that are listening in the Caribbean islands, those that are listening in the four corners of the earth, wherever you're listening from, we give God thanks. We give God praise for you. We thank the Lord for reachability. We thank the Lord that he's enabling us, people of God. He is enabling us to go, listen, global. I'm telling you, all over the world, he's enabling us to go global. And we give him thanks. We give him praise. Amen. It's a big thing. And we celebrate the Lord on tonight because truly he has done it. We take none of the credit, glory to God, because listen, it is he, glory to God, that has orchestrated and he that has shown us, glory to God, the way that we should go in the path of this Prayer News Network Global. So we bless the Lord tonight. We thank the Lord tonight again. Glory to God. Just thanking him. Just get, as I said, my heart just begins to swell up with gratefulness to the Lord for the things that he has done. He has done marvelous things. So we bless him tonight. People of God, we thank him tonight for you. We thank the Lord on tonight for our leaders, always giving reverence to our leaders. Glory to God. Just thanking him for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lead, guiding, and directing us every step of the way. He has already promised that he'd never leave us nor forsaken us. And we thank the Lord that he's not forsaken us. Glory to God. But he has truly proven to us that he is with us. Just want to thank him for our founding father on tonight, the late apostle, Dr. S.D. James. Thanking God for him, trendsetter, glory to God, a trailblazer. We thank God for him and thank God for Mother James and the first family. Just giving God praise for my leaders on tonight. Thanking him on tonight for Bishop K.A. Tina. Thanking God tonight for the apostle and prophet Samuel Huggins. He's our senior apostle. Thanking God for him. Thanking the Lord tonight for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor, senior. Thanking him tonight for all of the advisors. Glory to God, our prayer warriors, our scripture reader. We just give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Again, people of God, just want to ask you to go ahead and invite someone to come and be with us on tonight. Glory to God, just ask them to come on in. Tell them to come on in. Again, tell them there's a word from the Lord for them on tonight. Text them. Ask them to come on in and be with us on tonight. Glory be to God. Just ask them. All we can do is ask. We will be rebroadcasting tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. Our getting into our message. Glory to God. But we do want to ask on tonight, if our prayer warrior on tonight, missionary fan, if she would come and bless the line for us. We're going to open up the line for her if she's available to come and bless the line for us. Glory to God. But we just got tonight. Glory to God for her. She's so faithful. She is so faithful. And the Lord rewards faithfulness. And we just thank him tonight, thank him for her faithfulness. Thank him for the faithfulness of all of our advisors. We just bless the Lord, people of God. Truly, we could not have gotten here by ourselves. No single person could have done this, could have brought us this far. No one individual could have done it. But truly, again, it's the Lord doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. Glory to God. So we bless the Lord tonight. Amen, Jesus. We bless him. We bless him. Bless him. Listen, the scripture says, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Glory to God. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Glory to God. Let us exalt his name together. Let us exalt his name together. Glory to God. Let us exalt his name together. We want you to, glory to God, now, glory to God, as always, we come together and we realize that we're coming from several different places. We realize that there's so much that has been going on, but we always take the time to sanctify the line so that we can bring our hearts in and bring our mind in and bring our spirit in, because we want to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to us. Amen? We want to hear it. It's imperative that we hear what the Lord is saying in this hour. Glory be to God. So tonight, people of God, if you would bring your hearts and your minds in, glory to God, as we prepare to go before the throne of grace on tonight. As we prepare, glory to God, to get ready. Listen, get your pen and your pencil, get your paper. Glory to God, get ready on tonight. Glory to God. Again, we're going to be rebroadcasting our message on tonight, but we just take this time out to personally invite you, to personally ask you to help us to compel someone to come, glory to God, to the line, come to the broadcast on tonight. Go out on your social media page. Glory to God. Go out on your social media page. Invite someone to come. Tag somebody. Let them know that we are here. Let them know, glory to God, that they should be here too. So at this time, we are going to release the line. We hear Missionary Fan on. We're going to go ahead and release the line to her so that she can on tonight sanctify the line, get our hearts and our minds ready to hear what the Lord has to say. God bless you, Missionary Fan.
Praise the Lord. Yes. Praise the Lord. The song says, down in my soul cries holy. Down in my soul cries holy. Down in my soul, down in my sanctified soul, down in my soul cries holy. Down in my soul cries holy. Down in my soul cries holy. Down in my soul, down in my sanctified soul, down in my soul cries holy. Down in my soul cries holy. Down in my soul cries holy. Down in my soul, down in my sanctified soul, down in my soul cries holy. You got to be holy. You got to be holy. You got to be holy. Holy unto the Lord. You must be holy. You must be holy. You must be holy. holy unto the Lord. I said down in my soul, Christ holy. I said down in my soul, Christ holy. Down in my soul, down in my sanctified soul, down in my soul, Christ holy. You must be holy. You got to be holy. You must be holy. Holy unto the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord. I praise your name. I lift your name up high, Lord Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you this day, Lord God, giving you the praise and giving you the honor, Lord God, for you are worthy tonight, oh Lord. You are worthy, you are worthy, you are worthy. And we come tonight, Lord God, lifting up holy hands unto you tonight, Lord God, asking you to look upon the line tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you right now, Lord God, to forgive us, Lord God, for in and everything, Lord God, that we may have done, Lord God, that was not pleasing unto your sight, Lord God. We realize and know, Lord God, that we got to be holy, Lord God, holy unto you, Lord God. So we come tonight, Lord God, asking you in the name of Jesus to let the words of our mouth, the meditation of our heart, be acceptable unto you tonight, Lord God. We ask you tonight, Lord God, to make us worthy to come before you, Lord God. Make us worthy to come before your presence, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we know, Lord God, we cannot come before you in any kind of way. So we come tonight, Lord God, with repentant heart, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come tonight, Lord God, asking you to sanctify us tonight, Lord God. Clean us up, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We come for no shape, form, or fashion tonight, Lord God, but just to give you the praise, oh God, just to give you the praise, for you are worthy, Lord God. You are worthy, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for being so good to us, Lord God. We thank you for allowing us to see another day, Lord God, that was not promised to us, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord God, for your love and for your kindness, Lord God, to one of each and every one of us, Lord God. We ask you to look on every household, Lord God, that represented you on this line tonight, Lord God, every country, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, every state, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, move forth, Lord God, tonight, one by one, Lord God, name by name, for you know our name, Lord God, so we ask for you tonight, Lord God, to look upon us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. You know our need, Lord God, and can't nobody move, Lord God, for us, Lord God, but you, Lord God. For you know, Lord God, our need, Lord God. Can't nobody fix it but you, Lord God. If you don't fix it, Lord God, it won't be fixed, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, save us. Paul, God, save us tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Deliver, Lord God. Set free tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you tonight, Lord God, just to move up each and every one of us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Some come looking for one thing, and some come looking for another, but Lord God, you know, Lord God, exactly what we need, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So we asking you, Lord God, we asking you tonight, Lord God, to move on our behalf tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you to look on those, Lord God, that's looking for a reason, Lord God, that's looking for hope, Lord God, But Lord God, let them know that you are the hope of glory, Lord God. Let them know through us, Lord God, that you are the hope of glory, Lord God. You stand in your word, Lord God. Always have our answer, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we realize and know, Lord God, that we have the answer, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We realize and know, Lord God, that you the answer, Lord God, for the world today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Have your way tonight, Lord. Have your way, have your way, have your way, Lord God. That your will be done tonight, Lord God. Not our will, but your will be done tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I thank you right now, Lord. I thank you. I thank you, Lord God, for being so good, Lord God, for being so kind, Lord God, for being so merciful, Lord God, for being a healer, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we thank you tonight. We glorify you tonight. We lift you up tonight, Lord God. But truly, you are worthy, Lord God. There is none like you. In all the earth, Lord God, there is none like you. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, move right now for Minister Bradley, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, touch it right now. Strengthen the Lord God. In the name of Jesus, touch it right now, Lord God. In every way that you need to be touched, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Move on the speaker tonight, Lord God. Have your way, Lord God. Once again, give us ears to hear what the Spirit is saying unto us tonight, Lord God. Help us to receive, Lord God. It doesn't matter if we heard it or not, Lord God. It must be that we need to hear it again, Lord God. But give us ears to hear in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Give us a new right mind, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we thank you tonight. We magnify you tonight. We lift you up tonight. We glorify you right now, Lord God. We glorify you. We glorify you, Lord God. We lift you up higher. Glory to God. We lift you up high, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, there's none, 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 none like you, Lord God. We thank you. We praise you. We magnify you. We glorify you. We lift you up tonight, Lord God, for you are worthy, Lord God. You are worthy. You are worthy. And tonight we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the glory. Hallelujah, Lord God, is the highest praise. And we give you the highest praise tonight, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Master. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory and honor to your name. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, those the prayer wheels get to turning. My God, the prayer wheels get to turning. And I'm telling you, people of God, hallelujah, we the Lord begins to propel us, glory to God, and we begin to elevate. Hallelujah. We begin to elevate in him. Oh, glory be to God. And we bless the Lord on tonight. Glory to God. We thank God for that fervent prayer on tonight. We bless the Lord. I tell you, people of God, I feel it in my spirit. Glory to God. I feel it in my spirit. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's none like him. Glory to God. There's none like him. There's none like him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I tell you, the song says, there is none like you. No one else can do me quite like you. I have searched through all eternity, Lord, and I find there is none. No, 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 no. There is none. like you. Yes, God. Whoa, whoa, there is none like you. Whoa, no one else can do me quite like you do. Oh, yeah, I have searched through all eternity, Lord, and I find there is none. Oh, I know there is none. Oh, Lord, there is none. Hallelujah. Like you. Hallelujah. 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 There is none, Lord. Oh, there is none. Thank you, Jesus. There is none. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. There is none. There is none like you. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. We search high, we search low. Glory be to God. And I'm telling you, people of God, I'm telling you, glory to God, looking for love in all the wrong places, looking for help in all the wrong places. Glory be to God. And when, glory to God, we consider, hallelujah, when we consider, when we find, glory be to God, that all around us is sinking sand, but it's only on Christ, the solid rock, that we can stand. Glory be to God. We go running unto him. Hallelujah. We go running. We go running. Glory to God, into him. Glory to God, for he's our help. Glory to God. He, hallelujah, is truly all that we need. And we give him thanks. We give him praise. We give him glory on tonight. We glory Messiah. Ha, yeah, 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 oh, shah. Glory to God. We bless him. We thank him on tonight. We bless him. We thank him on tonight. Glory be to God and people of God. Our scripture reading for tonight comes from Psalms, the 46th division. Psalms 46 on tonight. Glory to God. If you have your Bible, if you would, turn with me on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. The scripture reads, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Selah. Hallelujah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. The Lord of hosts, listen at this, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he has made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow He cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Tonight God is with us. God is with us. Glory to God. We see a whole lot going on in that passage of scriptures, people of God. But through the midst of it all, the Lord is saying, be still, though. Just be still. Just calm yourself and know that I am God. Know, glory be to God, that I have an expected end for you. Know that I have a purpose and a plan for your life. Know, glory be to God, that I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. Glory to God. God is our refuge and our strength. Glory be to God. It doesn't matter what's going on. It doesn't matter how it looks. Glory to God. The scripture declares he causes wars to cease. Glory be to God. The scripture declares even the king's heart is in his hand. He turns the heart. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Therefore, we shall not fear. Glory to God. And we give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight. We bless him. We thank him on tonight as we say glory. Ha, yah, yah, oh, say God. Hallelujah. I just feel all right in my sanctified soul on tonight. Glory to God. I feel good in my soul on tonight, giving God thanks, giving God praise yet again for all things. People of God, we can lift up our hung down heads. We can lift up our heads, glory to God, unto the hill from which cometh our help. Our help comes from the Lord, glory to God. When we don't know which way to turn, when we don't know what to do, when we don't, glory to God, find ourselves in situations and circumstances, glory to God, and it seems that there is no end, people of God, we can look under the hill, glory to God, because God is with us. Glory be to God. God is with us, glory to God, and he's our very present help, glory to God. And we bless the Lord on tonight, people of God. As you're coming in, we want to ask you on tonight to go ahead and invite someone else to come in. Come on in. Glory to God. We're going to be rebroadcasting on tonight. We're going way back. Amen. Glory be to God. But we want you to go with us, people of God, because wherever we find ourselves, there is a word from the Lord. And we don't want to miss it because God is moving by his Spirit. He's moving by his Spirit. He's moving by his choice anointing. Glory to God. The scripture declares, amen, even when he was bringing the children of Israel, glory to God, bringing them out of Egypt, he led them by the way, by a pillar of cloud by day, by a pillar of fire by night. Glory to God. He was there. Amen. He was there in the cloud. He was there in the fire. Glory to God. He changes not, people of God. Listen, he is leading us too. He's leading us, so it doesn't matter what we're going through. The Lord has given us promise that he's with us. Glory to God. He's with us, and that right early. He's not going to leave us. He's not going to forsake us. Glory be to God. And we give God thanks and we give God praise for that on tonight. Therefore, we can lift up our heads. We can lift up our hands unto him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because what? He's concerned about you. He's concerned about all of you. So we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. I just feel his presence on tonight in a very real way. And I give God thanks. I give God praise again while you're coming in. Go ahead and invite someone to come in and be with us on tonight. Invite them by phone. Invite them by Facebook. Invite them to come on tonight. Glory to God. We are going down to Port St. Joe, Florida. We're going down to Port St. Joe, Florida on tonight. Glory to God. Early, early on. Amen. Jesus, this woman of God who travels. But it was during the pandemic that the Lord had the world still. Listen, be still. The whole world was still. And we give God thanks. We give God praise because, amen, Jesus, he was able. Glory to God. To expressly to hit every one of us. And we thank the Lord that we were able to capture this word. We were able to capture, glory to God, these messages unto his people. And people of God, listen, he is still speaking. So we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Glory be to God. Again, we're going by down, glory to God, by way, Port St. Joe, Florida. People of God, amen. The woman of God there, amen. The pastor of Body of Christ Jesus Church. Body of Christ Jesus Church on tonight. People of God, we want you to receive the woman of God on tonight. Glory to God, we want you to get ready. We want you to get ready to hear what thus said the Lord unto you on tonight. Glory be to God. Get ready, get ready, get ready as we get ready to bring her on tonight. Glory to God, the woman of God on tonight.
Port St. Joe, Florida. Glory be to God. We want you to welcome now. Hallelujah. Get your spirit open. Get your spirit open. Settle yourself. Settle yourself to receive what the Lord is getting ready to say and what he's getting ready to do unto you. We want you now to receive none other than Pastor Wilhelmina Williams. God bless you, woman of God. God bless you. You're with us. You're with us. Glory to God.
Thank bless you, the Jesus. Name of the Lord. Praise him.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
We bless God, amen, for being with you tonight. I thank God for the Holy Ghost. Thank God for the power of prayer, because prayer changes things. More importantly, amen, this is the hour and the season, praise God, for each of us, amen, to get in the presence of God. And just knowing this prayer news network, amen, is on the air for 21 days, I know this is God. It is an urgency, amen, that the saints of God come together in prayer, amen. And since we are, amen, together, amen, on phone line, it's even greater. Praise God, because we know there's so many things that's happening in our world at this time. But the church, the body of Christ, the people of God, my God, I'm excited, amen. And I thank God for every listener tonight, amen, that understand that this is crucial for us, amen, to be in prayer. And just thinking on today, as I got out of prayer, amen, the Lord led me to the scripture in Jeremiah. But one of the things that stood out to me, for me, was Joel. And Joel, praise God, was giving the people a warning. And the thing was to sound the trumpet in Zion and sound an alarm. Amen. Bless God. I know this is the hour that the alarm is being sounded and the trumpet definitely got to blow. Amen. The trumpets are the mouthpiece of God. Every man and woman of God that God has called in this hour, we got to position ourselves in prayer like never before, because we're in a crucial hour, and so many things are happening. People's minds are going to all kind of places. But I do believe if we present ourselves before God, he's going to give us the direction. He's going to show us. He's going to tell us. He's going to impart to us. He's going to, amen, fill our spirit what we have need of. And when the prophet Joel, you know, many people say the minor prophets and the major prophet, and Joel is supposed to be our minor prophet. But let me tell you something, the voice of the Lord is what we're listening for. Amen. It is true in this hour that, amen, there is chaos. There is confusion of faces. There are people who are walking in fear. But I do believe with all my heart, we got to do what Joel was telling us in that second chapter. And we got to understand that blowing the trumpet means, amen, we got to make a sound. There's got to be a sure word. There's got to be a voice. And I believe in this hour that there is a voice, amen, that God is sending out to every believer, and every leader got to, amen, be that trumpet. And yes. Joel, the second chapter, hallelujah, and this first verse. And, you know, I haven't been online before, but I feel good right now in my Holy Ghost spirit. Amen.
Glory.
But this word of
Glory.
God said, blow ye the trumpet in Zion and sound an alarm in my holy mountain, and let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, for it is now at hand. And we know with all our hearts that this is the time that the Lord wants to get our attention. So many people been saying death is everywhere, death is everywhere. But there's a God that's everywhere, and he knows all things. But what he want us to do as the people of God, when he says sound the alarm, he was telling them blow the trumpet in Zion. This 15th verse was so clear. He said sanctify a fast and call a solemn assembly. Gather the people. Sanctify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children and those that suck the breast. Let the bridegroom go forth to his chamber and the bridegroom out of her closet. He was saying, let the priests and the ministers of the Lord weep between the porch and the altar, and let them say, spare thy people, my God, O Lord, and give not thy inheritance to reproach, that the heathen should rule over them. Wherefore shall they say among the people, where is their God? Listen, we don't want to be a people who, amen, don't know our God, and other people that's in despair saying, where their God? No, we know our God. And since we know our God, it's time for the church to sanctify affair. It's time for us, amen, to call this solemn assembly a prayer. And when we begin to come together, right now, the corona got us scattered, and we can't socially interact as we once did for a little while. But I got news for you. We are not socially disconnected when it comes to the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. When it comes to the power and the Spirit of God, the people of God got to understand we got to carry the mantle of prayer in this hour. Amen. I said that Jesus is our great intercessor. And Jesus right now is interceding to the Father on our behalf. I'm talking about on the behalf of the church. So when we pray, amen, we have an intercessor. And our intercessor is interceding for us. But listen, there is something we got to do. We got to take up the mantle of intercession too. And that means that we got to put our plate down for a while. And we got to come in prayer and present ourselves before God. And everybody, don't you leave your children out. That's what's done happened to us in the church. We are almost left our children out. But there's a sure word coming from God. Gather your children. Gather the little ones. Gather everyone. Get the elders, the ministers. Right now, we are not gathering as a group in a physical church in the building, many of us. But let me tell you something. We still got to gather in prayer. We still got to believe, amen, that if we seek our God, he will answer. This I know, because God is a God that answers his people. He have never wanted us to be walking in reproach. Amen. The world needs to see now that there is a true people. There's a blood-washed people. There's a sanctified people. There's a called-out people, a people that's been set aside for the master's use. We are not religious folk who don't know our God. We're not people who trying to figure out something, some strange happening or some mysticism. No, we are people that are led by the Holy Ghost. And the reason I say Holy Ghost, because guess what? He is the Spirit of Christ that lives on the inside of us. So each and every one today need to realize we got to come together in prayer. The minister, the priest, that's our leaders. But we got to weep between the porch and the altar. Honey, get in sackcloths and ashes. Amen. I fall down. You fall down. Come on. We got to get prostrate on the floor. Lay out before God now. Somebody say, y'all gonna still go to church. Can I just tell y'all, listen, what I made my mind up to do is to go in the house of God. If everybody don't come, I went there. Come on. I went there to seek God, and I'm not going to stop seeking him, because I know this is the hour to, amen, come in prayer. I pray at home, but guess what? I found myself in the house of God. Amen. The saints, I told them, you come if you want to spread out. Amen. We are a small ministry, but I do believe if we pray. And that's all I'm saying. I pray at the church. 12 o'clock noonday prayer, because I know this is our position now. Somebody said, what should we be doing? Even though we're not in the building, we should be praying. Why? Because there's an alarm. There's an alarm that's being made. There is a chaos in our world. There's death rampant in the land. Somebody got to intercede. Somebody got to intercede for the children, intercede for the people that are dying by this dreadful virus. We got to intercede. That's our position. That's our position as believers. believers. Amen. Sound the alarm. There's a trumpet. Amen. The trumpet got to say, God, save thy people. Lord, gather thy people. Joel was concerned that the heathens would not begin to rule and the people of God sit back and go to sleep. No, the heathens can't rule in this hour. There's got to be a people that's going to get, amen, to the watch and begin to pray like we never prayed before. And Jeremiah, the 31st chapter, and that 6th verse, Jeremiah say, for there shall be a day that the watchmen upon the Mount Ephraim shall cry, arise ye, and let us go up to Zion unto the Lord our God. Say, let's not play around. Let's go to God. Let's look to the one who made the perfect sacrifice. Jesus died. So now we have a mediator. We got someone to go to. Why are we looking to man? Let's look unto God. I say this with all my heart. If the church get back on her knees, she get back to travail, she get back like a woman that's with child and begin to push in prayer, pray till something happen. See God's hand move in the earth. See God's hand move in your home. See God's hand move upon your children. Listen, we can say, let's go to our God. Let's go to Zion. Let's go to the place that God has already, amen, made for us. Let's make room for somebody else to get there too. Because if we cry out, all right, let's go, that means that somebody got to go with us. Somebody got to hear. Now, this is what God is telling us. And listen, and what's good about God is that he want to save his people. And the scripture in Jeremiah was so clear. He said, thus said the Lord, sing with gladness of Jacob and shout among the chief of the nations and publish ye, praise ye, say, oh my God. You want to say to God, Lord, have saved thy people, the remnant of Israel. Now, Jeremiah was talking to Israel as a nation, but the trumpets in this hour is talking to the body believers everywhere. Lord, save thy people. Deliver this nation. Bring deliverance like never before. Why? Because, amen, we need the hands of God. Somebody need to know, amen, when we begin to weep and wail and we begin to assemble in prayer. This is assembling in prayer, amen. This prayer news network, this is assembling in prayer. We're coming together because we want to see the hand of God. We want to see God's miracles, signs, and wonders be wrought in a time where there is death and there is, amen, perplexity, where there is confusion of faces and fear that has gripped the hearts of God's people. But I believe with all my heart, and I say to the saints of God, we ain't got time for foolishness. I encourage you, don't be, amen, partaking in foolishness, because this ain't the hour. This is the hour, amen, to pray and intercede. Pray for your leaders. Pray for your church. Come on, people are dying. People that we know, amen, lives are being touched and changed. Amen. But this I do know, according to the scripture, and Joel was clear about it because he wanted, amen, the priest and the minister to weep too. Amen. Sometimes the preachers want to send the folks to the altar and they forgot they got to have an altar too. Amen. All of us got to have the altar. Don't matter what your title is, and you know how we do it. Amen. When we got titles, something falls on us to make us feel elevated. But I got news for you. We got to come as a little child. We got to humble ourselves. We got to have the spirit that Jesus had. The Bible said he came to his own and owned and receiving. But when Jesus came, he came humble as a lamb. He didn't come saying, oh, I'm this and I'm that. He began to, amen, declare the kingdom of God. And this trumpet that's got to sound in this hour, we got to preach the kingdom. The kingdom got to be told now because people don't know which way to go. So here we are, the believers of God who are praying and asking God to give us wisdom how to reach this generation. God, even in this disparity, Lord, help us, God, to reach somebody. And so if our Lord was able, amen, to pray, amen, and humble himself, the Bible say he didn't even think it robber to be equal with God. He humbled himself. He didn't take of himself a no reputation. We don't need to be going around trying to make reputation for ourselves because this is done by the Holy Ghost. When the Holy Ghost is in the mood, we decrease as he increases. I praise God that that the saints, amen, got this heart and mind to tune in to prayer and be a part of prayer, because this is essential now. We got to pray. And I thank God, amen, for moving upon the saints' heart. Let's get on the prayer line and begin to bombard heaven and believe God for his mighty hands, because God is a God that know how to answer. And Joel knew that if the priest and the minister will weep between the porch and the altar and say, spare thy people, O God, he know that the reproach will leave. He knew if we pray like we should pray, amen, people could be healed. We know if we pray and intercede, I'm talking about earnestly interceding, miracles, signs, and wonders can be wrought. All the men and women of God, the great patriarchs, the men of old, and the great faith road that we have read about, they had face times when there was death in the land, there was a dearth in the land, amen, famine in the land. They experienced some things that we didn't experience. Now we are getting a taste of, amen, some of the things that the early church had to go through with. So what are we going to do, 21st century church? Well, are we going to just, amen, try to modernize our church and don't have no prayer? That ain't going to work. We're going to have to try to be technologically savvy and don't have no power. Oh, no, we need the Holy Ghost. We need the Holy Ghost back in our church. We need the prayer warriors back in the church. We need to get on the prayer. Amen. Watchmen are prayer for people. Amen. When he said, amen, the watchman, amen, my God, if the watchman, amen, go to sleep, we in trouble. Come on. We don't need the watchman going to sleep now, because that's not conducive to, amen, a move of God. We need the watchman, amen, to get upon Mount Ephraim. Amen. Mount Ephraim, every time you see and hear mountain, think about elevation, because God trying to elevate us. And you know what? We've been so low for so long. I know nobody might not want to hear it, but the church been so low so long that, my God, sometimes we don't even know how to raise up our voice and decree and declare that God glory be revealed in the earth and command, amen, praise God, every demon force of Satan, amen, to be rendered of his power and his authority over God's people. And see, this is the hour now that God wants the church to walk in kingdom. Amen. We've been saying, I love the Lord. I'm in church. No, 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 no. Are you in the kingdom? I didn't ask you if you go to church. Are you in the kingdom? My God, I just feel the Holy Ghost right now, because I know this is a sure time that God want to restore. And the thing is that Jeremiah was saying all of this because he wanted, amen, God was saying, be glad, Jacob, and shout and publish this thing and praise you and say, save thy people. He said, make it known that God is a Savior. Make it known. Publish the thing. Tell somebody he is. Tell somebody Jesus lives. Tell somebody Jesus is the way for them. Right now, all the fear that's gripping people harder, this is our key as believers to begin to proclaim Christ and give them an answer for their life, an answer for their dilemma. My God, amen. Listen here, amen. I don't want the brethren to get discouraged, even though we're seeing death across our country. I just need the saints, amen, to get in prayer. I need the saints to be sincere and amen, and love one another. I got news for you, amen. If this don't cause you to love, amen, the one that you didn't like so well, because you know what, the enemy got a way of trying to sneak up on the saints with crazy stuff. I don't like her and she don't receive me. We ain't got time for that. This is time to pray. Lord have mercy. Hallelujah. I hope I'm saying something that's going to bless your life, because amen, it is true. In this hour, the church got to get stirred back in prayer. We got to, amen, lament between the porch and the altar. Amen. The priests, the ministers, that's everybody, amen, in leadership position. Let us get back in prayer. Oh, yeah, let us howl before the Lord. Some folks don't like all that noise. They say, you ain't got to make all that noise. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Oh, deliver me from people that is quiet and don't want to be heard and don't want God's name to be glorified. Hallelujah. Jesus, listen, I don't come to church with a silent prayer. Come on, I meditate most at home. When I'm in church, I ain't doing meditation. When I'm in church, I'm bombarding heaven. Come on. Amen. Praise God. I'm sounding an alarm. Amen. Praise God. There's a sound that we're looking for. And this sound, amen, is beginning to come, amen, alive to the saints' ears, because some people have been asleep. I believe the Lord is saying, wake up. Wake up, Zion. Put on your strength. Put on your beautiful garment, O Jerusalem. Listen, Zion. You in a place now that God is trying to position you, that you will hear his voice with clarity. This is the time that we got to have clarity. Oh, we've been preaching. We've been prophesying. Hallelujah. My God, we've been prophesying. We've been saying a lot of stuff. But the Lord is saying, listen, I want you to hear me now. Seek my face. Come on, ministers, seek my face. Preachers, pastors, apostles, prophets, amen, evangelists, pastors and teachers, hear my voice. Seek my face because God is calling us. There is a sure call for the body of Christ everywhere because God is ready to restore, amen, the regathering that, amen, that Joel was talking about. He was talking about the saints coming together, amen, at the congregation. See, the congregation got to be sanctified. Sanctify the congregation. Okay, congregation, let's clean up. Let's clean up our act. Let's clean up our spirit. Come on. All the filthiness and superfluity of our spirit that ain't like God. Clean it up. Hallelujah. The stuff that you've been hiding and the stuff that you've been undercurrent, amen, with, you got to get rid of it because this is the hour that God, amen, trying to get our attention. We got to get on the wall. Watchmen, get on the wall. Watchmen, sound the alarm. Lord have mercy. This been in my spirit, amen, and I just have to say, amen, when my sister, amen, talked to me about the prayer line, I thought, okay, God, maybe I can share this, amen, and I did ask the Lord, what should I share, but I do know, amen, this is the message, amen, and I know there's some fear upon our body believers what are happening, but I tell the saints, listen, the sure place we can stand is in prayer. The sure place that we, amen, can be assured of God's hand is that we come in his presence. Amen. Listen, coming in the presence of God just means, amen, being in his presence, whatever we have need of, God going to do it. See, prayer is a fragrance to God. It's an odor. And when you come before him, that fragrance got to be a sweet-smelling savor. It can't stink. Come on, because he don't like stink. Listen, our righteousness come before God is filthy rag. Listen, and sin stinks in his nostrils. So when we present to him, it can't be sin. It's got to be a clean heart. That's why he says, sanctify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children, those that suck the breast, let the bride go forth in his chamber and the bridegroom in her closet. Oh, there's a secret place, your closet, your chamber. Come on, many of us can't make it to the church, so you need to get your place where you meet God. You got to stop, amen, being busy doing nothing. This is not the hour to be chitter-chatting about nothing. This is the time to see God. Listen, our world is in trouble. Amen. Just imagine globally, amen, praise God, this pandemic has come among us globally. And so do you think that we have time for anything but to seek the face of God? Somebody say, I've been praying. I've been praying. Pray some more. Amen. Pray a little bit more because guess what? Our prayers, amen, is a fragrance to God. And listen, and God is listening in on what we want. He given us the mind and the will to pray. So let us be specific in our prayers. Let's ask God to pray through us. Come on. The Bible says, amen, build it up on your most holy. That's what Jews say. Build it up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. We need, amen, a generation that's going to pray in the Holy Ghost. Come on. There's too many people, amen, that got gifts. They got callings. But very few people got anointing. Because, see, the anointing destroys the yoke. Gift and calling come without repentance. The anointing, there's a price you pay. You pay for that anointing in prayer. You got to be a prayer warrior. You got to get on the wall. You got to sanctify yourself. So the anointing don't fall on everybody. Because I'm trying to figure out if the saints confused. The reason I say that, because now they saying everybody anointed. People that's singing R&B and got every kind of low-down dance, every kind of low-down thing, and that's what they saying is anointing. No. Let's get it together. People are gifted, but the anointing come with a price. I'm talking about a price to pay that is in prayer, seeking God, assembling ourselves, sanctifying ourselves, sanctifying the fast, coming before the people. The leaders got to come before the people. The people got to see us as leaders, leading them in prayer, humbling ourselves before God and praying for revival. That's what I feel with all my heart. The Lord is calling us to pray for revival. Amen. Let's pray for a Holy Ghost revival that changed people's lives. Yes, people are dying, but a revival can strike out. Amen. That people can live. And I believe with all my heart it's going to happen. God is going to send a wave of an anointing that's going to help us. That's why, amen, amen, Jeremiah was saying that the joy and the gladness, the praise, publish this thing. Let it be known. Don't hide now that we in the pandemic. Don't hide. Don't hide because you see pandemonium. It did so much happening. Don't hide. Get in prayer. Amen. Get in the face of God. Encourage your family members who may not be saved and they're afraid of what's happening. This is our time as believers, hallelujah, to minister to them. Tell them Jesus got the answer. Just get saved. Repent, the Lord love you. Tell them Jesus got the answer for their life. Somebody waiting on us as believers. And today I thank God for the Holy Ghost. I thank God for this prayer line. I thank God for the people of God who is tuning in and understanding that we must pray. We can't stop praying. We got to, amen, worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. And more importantly, amen, we got to humble ourselves. You know, he said, if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face. Well, see, we always say we got to seek the face of God. But who's going to make themselves humble enough to do it? So you got to humble yourself to really pray and seek God, because it ain't all the time this flesh want to pray. But you got to humble yourself in the presence of God and seek his face. So see, God don't want us to ever be ashamed. God has always promised his people, amen, deliverance, always promised his people to answer. So God don't want us to be in a dilemma. He wants us to hold fast. And listen, judgment is going to come on the land. Judgment gonna come because it's the word of God. But my God, the believers, the watchmen on the wall, the saints that are praying, the saints that believe in God, we're looking for miracles. We're looking for signs and wonders. I'm looking for God to bring some souls. And I'm looking for this thing. I don't even believe that our world going to be the same after all of this. There's some things that's going to automatically change, and we don't have nothing to do with it. But one thing the church got to do, she got to stand in her position as the body of Christ. The saints of God got to stay in prayer. Amen. Pray for your leaders. The leaders need much prayer. Come on, the leaders are under attack of the enemy just like you are. But when your headship, amen, has got arrows shooting at their head, trying to take them under, your prayers, amen, is like, amen, a shield. Your prayers will help guard, amen, the men and women of God, the shepherd of the house. Somebody need to pray. Somebody need to stop, amen, looking for attention from the leaders, looking for somebody to pat you on the back, get somebody, amen, get some pom-poms and rich mention your name. No, we don't need that. We need somebody that know how to, amen, get down in the trenches, hallelujah, and begin to seek God. Amen. I just want to share with you all, amen, the time. It's high time that we pray. And I believe with all my heart, God is stirring men and women everywhere. Amen. Praise God. Just like the Lord has been stirring this woman of God for a good while. Amen. I know, amen, she lived in prayer. And living in prayer, amen, is key for this season. Amen. This season is the season of prayer. Amen. Praise God. Because when you pray, God can turn some things around. And the victory belongs to the church. See, when it's all over, we gonna have a praise on our lips. We're not praying in sorrow. We're praying, amen, in confidence and trusting God that in this hour, when this thing is, amen, past us, this particular thing, we'll still have confidence in God. If it touched one of your family members, somebody you know close, and they out of here, you still got to trust God. You got to understand that God know all things. And he's the God that answers. And I bless him today because he is God. This is true, amen, as believers. We're going to have to stand some storms. And now, amen, we're in a position that we can pray even to tell our storms, amen, to be still. Amen. We could tell our storms, amen, praise God, to cease. Why? Because, amen, our God is the God that brings deliverance. And so if the ministers, amen, leaders began to lead the people in prayer, lead the people, call that solemn assembly, lead them in prayer, even on the line, just begin to pray and say, God, spare your people. Don't let the heathen see us who say we love God begin to doubt and squirm because of what we see. No, we decree and declare that God, amen, will have his way in every situation. because he's omnipresent. He omnipotent. God is God, and there's no other God like him. And I thank God for Jesus because, amen, the dying of Christ and the suffering on the cross, it secure us in this walk. Even when we got trials, even when, amen, the perils of death come pass us about, we still got a God. We got to trust him. We got to believe him. Amen. I just want to encourage the saints. Amen. Everyone that's listening to me, I want to encourage you, amen, to position yourself in prayer. Get on the wall. Amen. Pick up the mantle of prayer. Listen, Jesus carried an intercede. Now you be an intercessor. Come on. Amen. Make up the hedge. Amen. Come on. Pray like you never prayed before. Pray in the midnight. Pray when you're on your way to the job. Pray your way when you're leaving the job. Some folks got a job. Some folks don't. But bless God, God's hand is upon his people. I want to tell you your answers in prayer. God will answer. He just wants us to trust and believe him. And obey him. Trust, believe, obey. Trust, believe, obey. That's what God is calling for in this hour. And it's sure, amen, it is sure that as we are approaching these crucial hours that has been a turn of event for us like we never seen. You know, one day we're fine. The next day, thousands are dead. In our counties, people we know and people we don't know. And it's so horrendous to people really running scared. But I believe that the church who carry the mantle of prayer will come together with fasting and prayer. Call that assembly. This is assembly tonight. This Prayer News Network is an assembly. Call an assembly. Let us weep between the porch and the altar. I believe with all my heart as we begin to pray, God going to do some great things. And I want to live in prayer. I've been asking God, help me to live in prayer. I tell the saints all the time, honey, when you're getting in the car, talk to God, because that's good. I said, on your way to the ladies' room, talk to God. On your way, I'm on your way there. Half sleep, talk to him. Every time you ain't going to be down there saying Jesus and on your knees, come on. I'm 63, my knees, that right knee, give me some trouble sometimes. So, hey, you ain't got to be on your knees. You just need to pray. You need to believe that God is the God he say he is. We got to seek him with all our heart. We got to believe him because he's God. And this is the season. And if there's anything in our hearts that's not like God, it's time now for the church to repent. The message is repent. The kingdom of God is at hand. And Joel said, the day of the Lord is at hand. And Joel said, the day of the Lord is now coming. The day of the Lord coming. It's now. It's close. And he knew how close the destruction was coming. And so he said, we got to pray. I'm just telling you, we got to pray, believers. And so as we just believe God for his goodness and his mercy, we want to pray. We want to pray. I'm just so grateful that so many see the need and understand that's what God, he's nudging us. He's nudging us. There's so many been asleep. He have shoved us so much, and now something drastic has gotten our attention. And he said, oh, they're awake now. Seek me. Because some things will awaken us. If we ain't willing to do it, some things will open our eyes. And I feel like, amen, the Lord is trying to open, allowing us to open our eyes in this time that we're living in. Open our eyes and see where it's essential, it's crucial that we get back to prayer. In our churches, so many is just entertaining people. I don't have time to entertain anyone. We got to pray. Listen, I keep telling people prayer is a part of the service. But most of the time, folk leave prayer out. Because it's not that essential for them. But Jesus said men ought to always pray and not faint. And my God, I believe if we begin to pray, some things are going to happen. Amen. Some things are going to happen. Woman of God, I just feel it's time to pray. And we want to open up in prayer. Amen. We want to believe God for you. We want to stand in the gap. We want to come before God, and you that have your petitions, and you that is looking for something from God, and you expecting God. Amen. The Bible said, ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door will be open. That's something you got to do. Now, God already ready to answer, but he waiting on us. He already know the answer, but he waiting on you. You have not because you ask not. So we have to ask in prayer. We have to ask in prayer. We have to make our petition, and we have to say, Father, let me make it known. You got to pray in the name of Jesus, because you know what they keep saying, God, God. You know how many gods there are out here? And about 2.5 years ago, I was on a 21-day fast, I mean totally from food, no food. And as I was ministering the end of my fast on that Sunday, the Lord say they talking about God. He said they many people are talking about God. He said, but they're not talking about me. Listen, because people say God don't mean they talking about Jesus, not talking about the Father who sent his Son. There's a Hindu God. There's so many gods in this earth, people calling everything God. Do you not know people make a lot of things God? So when we pray, hallelujah, we pray in the name of Jesus. So when we go to the Father, we say, Father, in the name of Jesus. We got to pray the right way so our answers come to us. Amen. We just don't say, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Oh, God, your son name. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Let's pray in the name of Jesus. Let's ask in the name of Jesus. Let's seal it when the prayer is closed in Jesus' name. We have to, because this is the hour we're living in where many gods has come up. And because you hear people saying God, you think they talking about the true and living God. Most of the time, you'll be surprised who are not talking about the true and living God, because their life ain't conducive to it. But here is the answer for the body of Christ everywhere. Let's pray in the name of Jesus. They called me to come to the legislature in Florida, in our state capital, and they wanted me to do a prayer. They said I need to do the prayer, and can I come and do it? I said, oh, yes, I'd be glad to come. And they made some stipulations. They said, well, we want to tell you that you can't pray in his space. You have to say God. You can't pray in no specific name and this and that, because you can offend the other people, the other nations of people. And so we want to make sure that we don't. Okay, say Jesus. Mm-hmm. I say, sir, I won't be able to come to your legislation play because I pray in the name of Jesus. So that, listen. I excuse myself from the invitation because guess what? When I pray in the name of Jesus. Bless the Lord. Yeah. So let us just have a word of prayer, if it's okay, woman of God. Amen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Come in your presence. Lord,
ahead,
we thank
woman.
You right now
for
your thank you, Lord, for your spirit. Thank you for the anointing, God. Thank you for your word of truth, God. We ask that you would love to saturate us in your presence. God, as we come before you, Lord, do a mighty work in this season. God, we're looking unto you, for you are the author and the finish of our faith. We're looking unto you today, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, bless our people tonight. God, by the Holy Ghost, manifest power with signs, wonders, and miracles. God, we thank you now that you're going to do great work in the lives of your people, Lord. Let there be a deeper stir on the inside of us, God. Give us a greater hunger. Give us a greater hunger in this hour. Give us a greater thirst for you, Lord, for righteousness and holiness. Give us a greater heart, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus tonight. God, to anoint and flow upon every soul tonight. My God, we have to pray for praise. We come weeping. We come holding for your help, God.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We bless the Lord tonight for this word. Glory to God. When we pray, we've got to call the name of Jesus. Glory to God. We got to make a distinction. We got to make a distinction. Glory to God, unto the God whom we pray. And we bless God tonight. We thank him tonight, people of God. Glory be to God. Amen. Again, such a right now word for this time, for this season, for this hour, for where we are right now. And we pray, glory to God, that you have been compelled, amen, Jesus, to go into God. We pray that you have been compelled, glory to God, that the prayer wheels have been ignited on tonight with such a word. Amen. Glory to God. We pray on tonight, glory be to God, that you find yourself praying as never before. For in times like these, people of God, we must pray. We must pray. We must grab a hold to the horns of the altar, and we must pray as never before. So we give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight for this word. For this word at this time, this word, we bless the Lord on tonight. Glory to God, because we know that there's power in his name. And we just want to give God thanks and praise for the speaker on tonight. Glory to God. Listen, people of God, when the word goes forth, so much that is being said, and it's just so hard to go back and just pick a little here, pick a little there. Glory to God, but we're not going to do that, for we know protocol, we know order. But you have heard the word on tonight. We pray that you let it sink into your heart, sink into your spirit, sink into your mind. Let us not just be hearers of the word, but let us find ourselves being doers of the word. We must be doers of the word in this hour, glory to God, because that's where, glory to God, the power lies in, glory to God, in his name, in that spoken word. And when we speak it, glory to God, we find manifestation, we find power. We bless the Lord tonight for the woman of God. We bless him, we bless him. Glory to God, truly our hearts and our mind, our souls were fed on tonight. Truly, truly we were fed on tonight. And we just give God thanks and we give God praise. We thank God for each of you people of God. Listen, we want to let you know that you can get a copy of the broadcast on tonight. As always, it's absolutely free. Simply text on tonight, 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. Also, people of God, you can get a, there's another number that we would like to give you that you can text on tonight to get a copy of the broadcast, and that number is 229-529-0914. And again, that's 229-529-0914. For our international listeners, we thank God for you. You can reach out to us via WhatsApp, and that number is 678-608-7234. Again, 678-608-7234. As well, don't forget, you can go out to our Facebook page, our Prayer News Network, PNN, Facebook page, and you can listen to the broadcast. As well, you can go out to our ReArt, the new ReArt Prayer Group 52. You can go out there and listen to the broadcast at any time as well. Also, if you don't have the Facebook, you can certainly Google Prayer News Network. Once you Google it, you will come to our logo. You see our logo, and there you'll be able to click on the link. And as well, for those of you that like podcasts, you'll find a version of this message in podcast as well, this message or any of the messages. So we bless the Lord tonight. We thank him. We praise him for you again. People of God, just want to say a word of prayer. Glory to God for our speaker tonight. Just want to say a word of prayer, if you will, with me on tonight with uplifted heart. Father, we bless you. We thank you tonight. We thank you for your word. Glory to God. We thank you for your word. We thank you. Glory be to God. We thank you on tonight, for you have truly set us on high. And for that, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Father, we're thanking you tonight. Glory to God for all that you've done, for all that you've said, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, now we're asking you, glory to God, let us not be forgetful hearers, but help us, glory to God, to hide this word in our hearts that we might not sin against thee. And Father, this night we're asking that you look upon your messenger now. Look upon the precious name of Jesus. Look upon her now. Yeah, glory to God. Look upon her. Glory to God, wherever she may be, we're asking that you look upon her favorably in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you give us strength now. Give us strength, renewed strength, glory to God, even as she's about her day, even as she's on the field for you, oh God. We're asking you, glory to God, to be with her. Be with her, lead God, and direct her, we pray, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would strengthen her even the more. Strengthen her for the journey. Strengthen her. Glory be to God. Strengthen her. Cause your glory to rest upon her now. Glory to God. May she obtain strength now, even forevermore, we pray. Glory to God. We're asking you tonight, oh God. We're asking that you move on her behalf. Move, glory to God, her very heart's desire. Father, we're asking that you would move for her in the precious name of Jesus. We give you thanks. We give you praise for this word. For this word, we thank you. For this word, we praise you in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we glorify you now. We're asking you, glory to God, that you would look upon your servant, that you would cause your face to shine upon her. Father, that you would give her peace in every situation, every circumstance, whatever she may be facing. Glory to God. We're asking that you would give her your peace, which surpasses all understanding. And Father, for this we praise you. We bless you now. We glorify you. Bless the woman of God. Bless her going out. Bless her coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. And for this, Father, we will give you praise. We will give you glory. We will give you honor. In thy precious name, Jesus, glory to God. Every heart tonight, glory to God, on one accord, let us say amen. Glory to God, amen. Glory be to God. Father, we thank you for our listeners on tonight. We're thanking you for each and every one. Now, Father, we're asking that you cover tonight. Cover in your shed blood. Cover. Glory be to God as we leave this broadcast, as we leave this line, but not your presence. Father, for you said you give your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. Keep us as we slumber. Keep us as we sleep, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Bind the hand of the enemy. Bring his very works to naught, we pray. Glory be to God. In thy precious name, oh God, we thank you now. We thank you for your divine protection. We're thanking you, glory be to God, thanking you for your word again. Cause it to be quickening unto us. In thy precious name, Jesus, we do pray. Father, we're asking that you would hide us behind the cross. Cover us in your shed blood, we pray. In thy precious name, Jesus, amen. Amen on tonight. Glory be to God. Again, people of God, we want to let you know that you can get a copy of the broadcast on tonight. When you submit your request on tonight, because we did not record it because it's already recorded, but simply ask us on tonight, glory be to God, for the broadcast that was aired, on let's see here. Amen. Ask us for the broadcast that was aired on day 13 of 21 days. Just ask for day 13 of 21 days. and we will certainly get that broadcast to you, because we did not broadcast over a broadcast. Amen. Again, day 13 of 21 days, and we will get that broadcast to you. Amen. We're just so grateful for all that the Lord has done. People of God, we want to ask you to come back and be with us. Come back, come back, come back. Tell someone about the Prayer News Network. Invite them to come and be blessed. Invite them to come and be blessed. And that does conclude tonight's broadcast, people of God. Again, be sure to come back on tomorrow night. Invite someone. Tell them to come and be with us. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. Give you peace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Goodbye.